Item 4, from the Director, Child Support Services, requesting authorization to execute the 2014 State-County Contract for the administration of the Milwaukee County Child Support Program for the period of January 1, 2014 to December 31, 2014. This item has also been referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
Thank you, Director Sullivan. Could you just give us a little quick update on where we landed in terms of the amount of the contract? There was a lot of discussion about this. We were sort of trying to forecast it during the budget, and where did it end up?
Certainly, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the global picture of where we're at with the state-county contract between Milwaukee County Child Support and the Department of Children and Families is that we're an awful lot better off than we were last year. There was an increase from the state legislature from 4.25 in general purpose revenue to 8.5. Child support is funded through general purpose revenue, also through performance funding, and also through a federal match. And that $8.5 million in state GPR means that we're going to be able to operate child support services in Milwaukee County with about $2.2 million total, more than we had last year. So that's very good news. The challenge, and it continues to be the challenge, has been the way that the Department of Children and Families has chosen to allocate those funds. As I was just explaining to another member of the county board just this morning out in the hallway, some of you may have seen the article in the paper regarding a Assembly Bill 540, which I know that you're going to be taking a look at, hopefully supporting a resolution opposing Assembly Bill 540. This was a proposal by Representative Clayfish that essentially would have exempted millionaires from paying the full amount of their court orders. The guy who prompted that particular case, it was paying $15,000 a month in child support. As an illustration of how DCF is changing its funding formula, one guy paying $15,000 a month in child support, and then in another county, let's say an unnamed large urban county, they would take 80 dads on minimum wage to equal that same $15,000. So in the eyes of the DCF funding formula, it's $15,000 either way. And their performance funding treats them as the same. As you would expect, it is a lot more difficult to collect $15,000 from 80 dads on minimum wage than it is to collect $15,000 from one millionaire. And yet DCF is treating those as the same. They've moved from a performance funding based on the percentages that we're hitting on paternity, order establishment, current support, and arrears to performance funding based on dollars. If you have a smaller, more homogenous, wealthier base of orders and of cases in your county, then you're going to end up doing better. The challenge here is that Milwaukee County's performance has largely been driving performance in the state, and yet we have some of the challenges that of simply having a larger, more diverse urban community. So that continues to be a challenge. I was just in Madison meeting with Secretary Anderson from the Department of Children and Families about this just last week. I think that we've got some positive direction there, but it continues to be a challenge. So that's kind of the long-term view. The short-term view is this is the best budget that we've had in child support for years. It's a $2.2 million increase over where we were last year. In terms of our prediction of it, we're almost right on the money with what we predicted in the budget. So that's very good news. We also expect to be able to hire a number of new personnel. These are largely not new positions. These are funding old positions. And we think that that's going to help us to reduce the caseload per employee that we have, improve services. And you should all be receiving a letter from me shortly via email where we're hoping to get a team. This is going to be a case manager, paralegal team, out of the courthouse, meeting with constituents in the community. We're looking for some sites where we can regularly do that. So the letter from me is just going to be saying, hey, if you can help us find some places where we can have our, our staff come out and meet regularly with your constituents, then we're very interested in having that conversation. So that is the overview, and certainly I would appreciate your support of the contract.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Given our experience at the Finance Personnel and Audit Committee last month, I move to adopt this resolution for the contract.
Supervisor Johnson moves adoption. Supervisor Rainey.
Sullivan, do you currently refer your clients to the mobile legal clinic?
The mobile legal clinic? I don't know whether or not we have a regular referral over there. We do regularly refer people back and forth to the Milwaukee Justice Center, and in fact have recently had a conversation with them in ways that we can streamline that. But the mobile legal clinic, if that's somebody who is able to be helpful to our participants, certainly we'd look at that. I don't know how much we do it right now, though, Supervisor Chairman.
I would encourage you to take advantage of it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Motion is for adoption. Seeing no further question on the motion.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to adopt prevails.
Thank you. Item 5, please.